And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 17th of August, 2016. It was on this date, 1982, the first compact discs for commercial release were manufactured in Germany. CDs originally designed to store and playback sound recordings, later modified to store data. The first CD commercially produced, sold on this date, was ABBA's 1981 album, The Visitors. It's the birthday of the Irish writer Oliver St. John Gogarty, Dublin, 1878. He was a surgeon and a throat specialist, but he preferred writing poetry and plays and semi-autobiographical novels like As I Was Going Down Sackville Street and Tumbling in the Hay and It Isn't This Time of Year at All. He was a sort of friend of James Joyce and the inspiration for the character Buck Mulligan in Ulysses, much to Dr. Gogarty's annoyance. He did not take James Joyce seriously as a writer. He liked Yeats much better, so it irritated him when people reminded him of who Buck Mulligan really was. It's the birthday of the poet Ted Hughes, born in West Riding, Yorkshire, 1930. First collection came out in 1957, The Hawk in the Rain. Ted Hughes became known for his dramatic mythological themes, sometimes writing from the point of view of animals, especially crow. Married the poet Sylvia Plath in 1956, who committed suicide 7 years later. He administered her literary estate, didn't talk about her publicly until his collection of poems, Birthday Letters, came out in 1998. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Between two evils, I like to pick the one I haven't tried before." Mae West, born Brooklyn, 1893. Davy Crockett, born on this day, 1786, in Greene County, Tennessee, served 3 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives and was defeated by a lawyer named Andrew Huntsman, who had a peg leg. Davy Crockett said, "Since you have chosen to elect a man with a timber toe to succeed me, you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas." And he left the next day and was killed the following year at the Battle of the Alamo. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, Canning. It's what she does and what her mother did. It's what I'd do if I were anything like her mother's mother, or if the times demanded that I work in my garden, planting rows of beans and carrots, weeding the pickles and potatoes, picking worms off the cabbages. Today she's canning tomatoes, which means there are baskets of red jubilees waiting on the porch, and she's been in the cellar looking for jars. There's a box of lids and a heap of gold rings on the counter. She gets the spices out. She revs the engine of the old stove. Now I declare her master of preserves. I say that if there were degrees in canning, she would be summa cum laude. God knows she spent as many hours at the sink peeling the skins off hot tomatoes as I have bent over a difficult text. I see her at the window, filling up the jar, packing a glass suitcase for the winter." A poem by Joyce Sutphen, Canning, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.